96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
The newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Equipment uptime is vital to your success, especially during harvest. That's why Prairie Land Partners invest in top quality John Deere certified technicians, trained parts personnel, supporting equipment, and facilities to assist you this harvest season and beyond. Call, visit them online, or stop by any of their 15 locations today. Prairie Land Partners, wishing you a safe and successful harvest.
Delivering the right solution.
KVOE AM, KVOE FM, 717 here on this Monday morning. Newsmaker time, and we say good morning on this Monday to incoming Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Doherty. Karen, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing very well. Thank you for this welcome and this opportunity.
And glad to have you on board with us here today. How was the transition here for you over the last several weeks?
Oh, I'm sorry. Lost your sound.
Let me try again. How was the transition here for you over the last few weeks to maybe a month or so?
Oh, it's been wonderful. Everyone has been welcoming. The college has been so kind and considerate. Folks at the college, people in the community have opened their arms and welcomed us. I hear you're going to interview Rebecca Herrera here in a few minutes. I've met her this weekend, so. The opportunity to meet the leadership in the town and at the college has been, I could not have scripted a better experience. It's been just wonderful, the welcome mat that has been rolled out for us.
Dr. Doherty, maybe you can talk a little bit about what got you interested in Flint Hills Technical College. You've had a lengthy career in education. You've also had a number of different roles in administration and also in education, just strictly, you know, as far as classroom teaching is concerned. Maybe you can talk about the education experience that you've had and what was it about the college here that really drew you to the position?
Oh, certainly. The faculty and staff, when I came in on my interviews, again, rolled out that welcome mat. They asked some really good questions. They were open. They were honest. It was indicative of an environment that was communicative, that was a family, that was supportive. And so many things about the interview process, the location. It's beautiful here. I'm from Southwest Missouri, and so it's only about 4 hours to that area. And so many things about the credentials of the college, the location of the town, the various weekly events that Emporia hosts. And so it's very active, very engaged, very focused. And the other part to it is this leadership team. Dean Hollenbeck has created and developed not only a leadership team that's renowned in this state as perhaps whether regardless of higher education level, even private industry has said I would give anything for that kind of a leadership team. And they have years of experience and knowledge with the institution. And so to be able to come in and work with an institution that is so highly regarded, that has such a place in its community, that is regarded around the state and the nation for how strong a leader it is in its community, there was a no-brainer there. It's a great situation to walk into, and that, if anything, is probably one of my biggest anxieties, is how good a state the college is in, and I want to help the leadership team and the community move that forward.
Dr. Doherty, I'm guessing as you were kind of preparing for your interview and doing a little research on Flint Hills Technical College, and many of the things you just discussed were some of the things that kind of came to light. And since you have gone through the interview process, since you've been named president, has there been anything that you've learned about Flint Hills Technical College that maybe has surprised you as you get ready to assume your new role?
Huh, that has surprised me. I can't say it has. Flint Hills is very stable. Its finances are solid. Its leadership team is good. The faculty are world class. The staff I mean, they're there at 6:30, 6, 6:30 a.m., and they are there until late in the evening, ready to do whatever that college needs to help the students and help the students attain what they need. So I would say at this point, I've not come across anything that's kind of caused any red flags or any alerts. We have our HLC accreditation visit, so have been working with the team with that to prepare for that in September. And so really focused on kind of, Dean handed me the baton, and here we go. So not anything that's come up that has shows any concerns or any surprises other than, you know, and not even surprises because I had researched this like you had indicated, but just really hoping that I can help the college sustain its level that it's at and help move that forward. Probably I might add, Chuck, that I think the level of community investment in this institution is, I've not seen that for a community this size and for the size of the college to have this much community support is, it's very humbling. So I look forward to working with these community partners and really seeing what we can do to support education and training in our region.
How does that make your job a little easier, given the fact that you have the level of community support here that hasn't been demonstrated elsewhere? And maybe does that also make your job maybe a little bit tougher in some ways, considering that you have that bar that you have to hit already?
Exactly, right? It does make it easier, and it does provide kind of a pathway where we can go and maybe some new opportunities and different potential. But at the same time, how do we raise that bar? Because it is so high. So that is certainly that double-edged sword that to some degree has caused me to hope to certainly make sure this institution maintains its level of status in the community. But then again, what can we do? What kind of opportunities? Maybe there's new programming that we can look at and reach out to some of our partners to see in what way that programming might support the community and how we can respond to the needs of both our workforce and the students' interests.
Newsmaker, this interview this morning on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. I'm Scott Hayes with Chuck Samples. We're visiting with Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Doherty. You kind of hit on this. I'm guessing, I guess I don't know for sure, but has there been any thought on your part about some new things that might be on the horizon? Or have you talked to some of the current staff about things that they think might be doable? Or is there any discussions already taking place, or anything you're thinking you would like to, an avenue you would maybe want to go down, Dr. Doherty?
Sure. We've had some I've had some conversations with the leadership team. Primarily, you know, Dean Hollenbeck really provided me a good transition. He and I sat down and he provided some ideas and some suggestions. I think we want to just kind of look at our industries around here, but there could be certainly some potential. And I want to work with our leadership team a little bit more before we look into some of these ideas, but some of the existing ones even. For instance, the welding faculty and I have been talking even some additional opportunities for the welding program. You know, there's a lot of ag in this region. How are we responding to that need? And so with the agriculture. So, yeah, there are some different areas I think we can certainly look at and have some conversations about. And, again, that's kind of the packet of information that former President Hollenbeck kind of handed off in the baton. And so he, again, provided some ideas, some thoughts, some suggestions, you know, some other things I'm doing. Also, really, as I'm making the transition, and this is something I hope to share with you all, I'm working with our management our marketing team to create a first 90 days plan where folks in the community can kind of see what the plan is and how I want to transition into the community and into the college and what that focus is and how to commit to that and make our commitment to the community and to the students and to the institutions. So that's something I'm hoping over the next I'm not going to guarantee the next few weeks, but maybe the next month or so, we can kind of get out to the media, to you all, and talk about kind of this first 90 days.
And that actually was going to be part of my next question is, you know, given the fact that the academic year starts right before, you know, you basically have a month and a half or so before the actual class year starts, so in mid-August, kind of what you can demonstrate here to the community, kind of what your game plan is and how much you can get started on and with some of these goals and objectives right away and how you can demonstrate that. But that kind of answered the question that I had. What are your goals here for maybe longer term, maybe year one? What do you think you might be able to accomplish here the first year that you're at the helm?
So I'm really sorry that question cut in and out, but I'm going to, I think.
He was asking as far as your year one goals, if there's something specific that or a couple things that you would really like to accomplish in this first year.
Yes. Well, clearly we want to have a successful reaffirmation of our accreditation that will be in September. So with that reaffirmation of accreditation, that allows us to continue transfer courses, that allows us to continue with use of federal financial aid. So this is one of those higher ed stamps of approval, that our work that we do at the college is at the level of standard and expectations in higher education that other colleges respect and trust, that what transfers to them is of the rigor and expectation of college courses. And so we look forward to that in September. This first year, it is looking again at really listening sessions. I plan to go around the community and meet with folks and hear and listen what folks say and see as the stellar contributions the college has, but then also perhaps some opportunities that they even see. That will also be a focus of mine internally, meeting with every one of the staff and faculty. That is a goal as well, to meet with every one of them and really listen and just ask maybe a battery of three or four questions, and then really take all of the information that I hear and see what kind of common themes emerge from that, and then take some initiatives and make some initiatives that come out of that. And that could be, you know, some of those could be as soon as 3 or 4 months. Some of those could be a year. So it is right now, it's the importance to me of acclimating to the community, to meeting people, to working with this leadership team and getting feedback and kind of the direction they want to go. Looking at well as learning the acronyms in Kansas. So we've got JDAC tomorrow morning. I know I believe next week, I've got Tech Talk with you all again. And the RDA and TEA and KBOR. So, you know, I just want to make sure I'm learning all of these organizations and agencies and showing up at the right place at the right time for the right group.
Sounds good. Well, Dr. Darty, thanks so much for joining us here today. We're looking forward to having you back on Tech Talk here a week from tomorrow at 8:20 and having you on our typical monthly rotation here of interviews, and glad that you're willing to continue that. And welcome here to Emporia. I really hope that you enjoy your stay and get rooted in the community.
Scott and Chuck, I appreciate the time. Thank you so much. I hope you had a good fourth.
We did. Hope yours was
very good.
Calm and uneventful.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Doherty.
Thank you all.
Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Doherty. And she has a lot of energy. You can hear her passion. She's excited. She knows she's stepping into a really good situation here. Dean Hollenbeck did a masterful job over the last decade, you know, growing and reshaping Flint Hills Technical College, and she realizes the opportunity here and the kind of the partnership that the tech college has, not just with Emporia, but specifically the business community here in Emporia. So
right.
You can hear her excitement and her passion. So it's going to be fun seeing what happens here over the next couple years as she kind of transitions in, gets comfortable, and starts to get to work, so to speak.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Want to let you know, too, that as we look ahead to our live and local calendar here this week, we only have one open date at the 7:15 slot. That's this upcoming Friday. So if you'd like that one, give us a call at 342-1400 or shoot us an email to KVU at KVU.com. Even though we don't have a whole lot of official business taking place today, you can certainly reach us and we can get you on the schedule if that's the interview slot that you want. Tomorrow's Newsmaker guest is Ken Duft. We're very close to starting ticket sales for the Lyon County Fair. That actually starts on Wednesday. So we'll get the quick preview, all the what you need to know coming up tomorrow at 7:15.
All right. Lyon County Fair time. Pre-sale for grandstand event tickets coming quickly. Excited about that. Your Newsmaker here today brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, delivering the right solution. 7:32 KVOE AM, KVOE FM. A check of weather up next.
City residents are reminded...